Blackstone Audio presents Fireball, Carol Lombard and the Mystery of Flight 3 by Robert Mattson. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert.
Prologue. All Uphill. The book that became Fireball began with a mention of the fact that much of the wreckage of TWA Flight 3, a commercial airliner carrying Hollywood star Carol Lombard and 21 other people on the evening of January 16, 1942, still today lay strewn across the side of Mount Potosi, Nevada. I said this to my friend and colleague John McElwee, author of Showman, Sell It Hot, and host of the Greenbrier Picture Show's website. Most people don't know that the engines, landing gear, and various twisted chunks of fuselage remain entangled in brush, rest against trees, and in general, litter the surface of some of America's most inhospitable real estate within sight of Las Vegas, Nevada. Some months after our conversation, John suggested lunch with my wife Mary and me because he wanted to hit me with an idea, an inspiration for a book. This book would juxtapose a modern-day climb of the mountain to that remote crash site with the events of 1942, Carol Lombard's last days, her decisions on the trip from Indianapolis, Indiana, where she went to sell war bonds, and husband Clark Gable's reaction to the loss of his wife. John and I both knew that the story dripped irony and that such a book would be what he called dynamite. Then he jabbed a finger in my direction and said, "And you are the only one to do it." Mount Potosi rises to an elevation of 8,200 feet above sea level and looms over the desert west of Vegas. There are no roads to the crash site and no trails. Nothing much lives up there because even a mountain...